name is Kristen, and welcome to Enkindle Family Scripture Reflections. Each episode of Enkindle features a short scripture reflection to help you and your family dive deeper into the Word of God, allowing you to better prepare for Mass on Sunday and also develop some simple, concrete applications for daily life. Today, we'll be looking at the readings for the 16th week in Ordinary Time, July 19th, 2020. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, you have a kingdom, and you are a king. And that doesn't look anything like what our earthly experience of kingdoms and kings looks like. So help us, Lord. Help us to understand you, and then help us to welcome you so that you can be the king in our own hearts. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. When I was in college, I had a chance to go study in Europe for a semester, and my classmates and I studied and lived in a really small, beautiful mountain town in Austria, and we had three-day weekends almost every weekend so that we could travel a lot, and I saw so many castles in lots of different countries. And they were so cool because here in the United States, we don't really have castles. Some were still in decent shape and you could tour them and go see the different rooms and all of that. But to be honest, most castles were crumbling and falling apart. None of the castles that I saw still had anyone important living there. They had become museums or tourist attractions, or most of them actually were just interesting things to look at as our train drove by. Long ago, those big walls had big, important people inside. These castles were a way for people to show off their power and defend their power. They were a way for people who were a big deal to have a big, safe place to live. And now, nobody lives there anymore. Every single one of those castles that I saw used to be places of importance and power, and now they are empty, crumbling reminders of important, powerful people and kingdoms that don't exist anymore. In fact, the walls often have been taken over by plants and trees and bushes and flowers that are growing up even right through the cracks in the stone, and they're actually causing the walls to crumble even more. What was once a big, strong, important castle is now kind of becoming a jungle. In a lot of ways. In this Sunday's gospel, Jesus is telling the people parables about the kingdom of heaven. And the people of Jesus's time knew a lot about kingdoms. They knew about important, powerful people, and they desperately wanted God to send important and powerful people to help them because they were being ruled by important and powerful people who weren't very kind to them. It was the Romans at the time of Jesus. The Romans were ruling over the Jewish people, and the Jewish people hated it. The Jewish people that Jesus was talking to wanted a kingdom of their own, with a king of their own and castles of their own. They wanted someone who was important and powerful and who would build a kingdom that was important and strong. And Jesus has a kingdom for them, and he has a king for them. In fact, he is a king for them. And this kingdom is also for us. But he tells us something really important about his kingdom in the parables for this Sunday. Jesus tells us that the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed and it's like yeast. And that was probably really confusing for the people of Jesus's time, and it's maybe confusing for us too. Mustard seeds are literally the smallest seeds that exist, super, super tiny. And yeast is actually a microscopic organism. So you can look at like a tablespoon of yeast, like a pile of it, but each individual organism is so tiny that you can't see it unless you're looking through a microscope. So these are super tiny, seemingly insignificant things, mustard seeds and yeast. But Jesus is telling us that his kingdom is like those things. Again, this is probably really hard for the people of Jesus's time to hear. These people don't want something that is small or tiny or weak. They want a strong kingdom because they know that if they're going to beat the Romans, they have to have something that's big, important, and strong because the Romans are big, important, and strong. But the thing about mustard seeds and yeast is this. They are living things. Seeds contain life, like we talked about last week. And yeast is also alive. So they start out tiny, but because they are alive, they grow. And they grow, and they grow. In fact, mustard seeds start out as the tiniest seeds, but the mustard plant can get to be absolutely enormous, and it even grows so big that it sometimes takes over the land that it's planted on. And then it spreads so much that mustard plants are actually hard to get rid of once they start growing. It's sometimes called an invasive plant because it basically invades the land that it's planted on, and it just kind of takes over everything. A tiny bit of yeast goes into bread dough and it expands it. It grows it, it makes it bigger and bigger. What was once just a lump of flour and water and salt is now becoming something that will be big and delicious. Yeast kind of invades the dough. It touches every part and it changes it. God's kingdom does this. The kingdom of heaven does exactly this. It starts small. It starts with his living love coming and living inside of us. And over time, with lots of care, his love grows and it grows and it grows and it spreads. It spreads to every part of our life if we let it. And then it even spreads to the others around us if we let it. We don't have to do big, important things to be an important part of the kingdom of heaven. We just have to do what God is asking of us, starting small and being okay with that, and then let him grow it and decide how it will be big and strong. This is how the kingdom works, and this is how being in the kingdom works. The kingdom starts small and grows, and if we want to be in his kingdom, we have to be satisfied to start small and allow God's love and his power and his work to grow and become more important in us and through us. Earthly kingdoms and castles, they start big and important with stone walls that are strong, but not alive. These kingdoms eventually crumble and fall. But God's kingdom starts small, but alive. And it grows and it grows and it becomes stronger and stronger and it spreads and spreads. God's kingdom lives. It doesn't live in a castle or even a country. Those things can be taken over. Those things can crumble. Those things can fall apart. God's kingdom lives in our hearts. And we are part of God's kingdom when we allow his love to grow in us like a mustard seed. And we allow his love to touch every part of us and change us like yeast. So next time you see a piece of bread, think about this. Think about the fact that God's love has been given to you and it's meant to change you and grow you and make you stronger and then spread to others through you too. Think about how when yeast goes into dough, it changes everything. And because of that, it makes bread delicious and big and wonderful. Next time you look at bread, think about a castle. And think about how the yeast, that tiny little microscopic organism in the bread that you're about to eat, is actually stronger than the biggest castle that has ever existed. So let's pray. Lord, your kingdom is real and your kingdom is strong, even though it starts out small. Lord, your kingdom wants to grow and spread like a mustard seed. Your kingdom wants to touch every part of our lives and of the world and transform it like yeast. Lord, allow us to be willing to be small so that your love can grow in us and through us and become big and important in your plan and in the world. We ask all this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks for listening to Enkindle. You can access show notes and links to subscribe to this podcast at numinous.fm/Enkindle. Be sure to visit ablazefamily.org to access all kinds of resources and tools to help each member of your family grow in their own relationship with the Lord. We'd love to hear from you. Feel free to send us an email at info@ablazefamily.org or visit us on Facebook at Ablaze Family Ministries.